Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
So I know that I said that we would use your comments and Deontay's opinion to decide whether or not we ever play the theme song again, but I decided to, since I edit everything, heck, I'm going to play it one more time.
These are the decisions you get to make when you're in charge.
Yeah, when you do all the editing and the production and stuff, you do whatever you want to do. So that's what I did.
It's kind of like what I tell my kids. I'm the boss, so we're doing it my way.
I mean, I will eventually take your comments into consideration, but right now I decided to go on my own. So
stuff with Shannon, so amazing.
See, it sticks with you.
It does.
And that's the mark of a good song.
That's true.
Like a good pop song is one that sticks in your head and you're singing all day long.
And all you need is one hit.
And I've got it.
There you go.
That's how I feel, at least.
We're going to be millionaires.
So something that I've been noticing on your Facebook page, Deontay, your kids are tearing your house apart.
Oh my gosh. These people, I swear, they are the reason you can't have nice things.
That's something every parent says.
It's true.
Is it?
It is. Anything that you have is no longer yours. Mm-hmm. It becomes community property. It belongs to the children. So if they write on a table or a wall, or take a Sharpie to the carpet.
Oh my goodness gracious. I would have lost it on that one. What
Sharpie
do you do?
To the carpet. And that's the thing. I mean, you can't beat them. So the whole point is let's direct that into a positive. Let's
redirect their attention into something else.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're supposed to do.
We write on paper. We write color in coloring books.
But do they at least get time out or something for what they did?
Yeah. I mean, I'm big on, when they're little, I'm big on having conversations about, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, a two-year-old colors on the wall, but he doesn't really know he's not supposed to color on the wall.
Right.
So.
But your kids are a little bit older than that, aren't they?
Well, it's not the big ones that are coloring on the wall.
Okay. Okay.
So, no, they know better.
So it's Jude, the little one.
Yeah. He's,
and how old is he?
3.5. So I painted our kitchen table. It's kind of yuck and ugly. I bought it off of one of those sale sites when we moved into the house because we needed a kitchen table and I didn't have time to go, you know, find the perfect one.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had it for 3 years. It's gotten pretty ugly. So I thought I'd paint it. Takes 2 days for the paint to cure, blah, blah, blah. I put the coating of lacquer or whatever on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, I come home from running errands or whatever, and my husband tells me, "I'm really sorry about the table." "What?" "Well, apparently he let Jude sit at the table to color,"
mm-hmm.
"or to draw, and he didn't do it on purpose, but nobody was paying attention to him, so he's coloring off the paper."
Yeah.
"And now there's purple pen all over my table."
Okay, first question is, what color did you paint the table?
It's like a grayish blue color.
Okay, so is the crayon or marker or whatever obvious?
Yeah.
When you...
It's purple ballpoint pen.
Are you going to have to repaint the whole thing?
Well, I didn't think so because I was able to kind of wipe most of it off. So
yeah.
I thought, okay, I got the bulk of it off. We're good. And then yesterday,
uh-huh.
we come home, or I come home, and part of the lacquer is coming up.
Why?
I don't know. And nobody in my house knows.
What makes that happen?
I have no idea.
Maybe
I don't
spilled nail polish remover or something? Or what would it
no,
be?
No, there really, with my children, there's no telling. It could have been my husband. There's really no telling.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost it on my husband.
I was bet.
Like, we've been talking about buying new furniture because mm-hmm. we've been redoing a lot of stuff in the house. I was like, we're not buying new furniture. We're just going to continue to sit on this crappy old furniture that doesn't go well in this living room. We are not buying new furniture. The kids ruin everything.
Did they hear you say that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They don't care.
They don't care?
No. Because that's their job, to ruin things.
Yeah, I guess. But you were talking a couple weeks ago about the lavish birthday parties that you throw your kids.
Yes.
And now they expect it.
Yes.
And it makes you angry.
Yes.
Over something that you set yourself up for.
True. This is true.
Did you ever plan a party for them?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Good job.
And I told Sydney last night, like, it's not happening.
Really?
We went to a birthday party yesterday, and we get in the car, and she's like, it's been 2 months, and I haven't had my birthday party yet. And I was like, well,
sorry.
I had to break it to you. It's just not going to happen.
And the $100 I did offer you has gone down to 75.
Off the table.
Yeah.
Completely off the table. We just, it's too much. We just have too many things going on in that month. And now we're 2 months later and we've got other stuff coming on. It's just, it's not going to happen. I don't have time. I'm over it. And she was not real thrilled with that. But I just had to break it down for her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a million things going on in your birthday month.
Right.
We just do. And then it just, it never slows down. The school year never slows down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's got a project she's working on and dance is coming back.
No, that
up.
Means you have a project you're working on.
No, I'm not that mom.
Okay, good.
Not that mom.
Okay.
So, but she's got soccer and Miles has soccer and it's just too much. So we are planning on buying one of those big playscapes to mm-hmm. go in the backyard so that they can go outside and leave me alone all summer long. And so I told her, I said, we're doing that. And I just can't drop several hundred dollars on whatever it was we were going to do.
Okay.
So she was not thrilled, but she accepted it.
Well, that's good. Now, something that I've noticed that you say a lot is, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for this. I've got 100 million things going on. You have to get up super early in the morning to even get your workout in.
Yes.
So something that I've always wondered and something that was a problem when I was in a relationship with children
mm-hmm.
is... Somebody's calling.
I didn't know we had that capability.
Can I hang up on them?
Steph with Shannon.
I would totally pick it up, but I don't know. This is how you know this is edited so well, if you're hearing this right now. Okay, there it goes. Something that I noticed when I was in a relationship with kids is that it's so hard to separate your time.
Yes,
and
it
to
is.
Say, okay, this is kid time. And this is us time.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how much they take over your life in its entirety.
It is. And it's difficult not to make them the center of your world. So last week on Facebook, there uh-huh. was a commentary that was floating around by this journalist in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked a couple, who is the most important person in your family? And the mom was like, the kids.
Right.
And then the husband backed her up on that. And, you know, it's all about the kids and we do this for the kids and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I thought to myself, yeah, that's not my house. In my house, I'm the most important person. If you don't believe me, ask my husband, because pretty much it's all about me. I definitely think that each generation does more for their kids than their parents did for
them. Absolutely.
So you want to do, you know, more things for your children. You want to give them a better life. You want them to have more experiences. You want them to have more stuff. But I think there's also a line where you don't put your children in front of you. I skipped out on Sydney's school performance so I could go to Kelly Raspberry's birthday party. I'm like, I was there for the dress rehearsal during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I got a birthday party to go to. My question is, who are these people? Who are the people that are putting their children above everything else? Because they're not my friends.
I think that that is... the front that a lot of people will put out there, because that's kind of what I would think society expects, is if you're going to have kids, then you put them above all else. But it kind of ties into that saying, you got to love yourself before you can love anybody else.
Exactly.
You have to take care of yourself before you can do anything for your kids. If you're in bed with pneumonia, then they're going to have to make their own SpaghettiOs.
Right.
You know?
But in addition to that, it's not even just so much about putting them ahead of you. It's making them the center of your world. Like, even when I'm at home, it's not my job to entertain you all day. It's not. I look back, my mom never played with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every once in a while, we'd have like a family game night and everybody would sit down and play. But there was none of this, hey, mom, come play dolls with me. Hey, mom, come play Barbies with me. Hey, come play cars with me. Hey, look, I'm busy.
And that's why you make brothers and sisters for them. I mean, they have other people to play with and you're not supposed to be the built-in go-to.
I tell my children that. Go
oh,
play
really?
With your brother.
That's smart. They should.
Go play with your sister.
They should. They're going to miss those times when they get older. And...
I tell them that too. One day I'm going to be dead and you're gonna love your brother and sister.
Oh, you say I'm going to be dead?
Well, Yeah.
I mean, it's the truth, but.
I say a lot of inappropriate things to my children.
Other than one day I'm going to be dead and then? Do they break down in tears when you say one day I'm going to be dead?
No.
Okay.
And they know people die.
Okay.
I mean, I've assured them that it's going to be a very, very long time before it happens.
I hope so.
Me too.
Otherwise, then you're a dead liar.
But here's the thing. I'm just going to tell it like it is. I don't sugarcoat things for my kids. I'm very upfront with them. So when I tell them to go away, mm-hmm. I mean go away.
Okay. And do they listen?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Leave me alone.
I would love to record a day in your home. Okay, so these are the things that you say to your kids that you think are inappropriate?
Maybe not so much inappropriate, but probably things that other parents would look at me and say.
What?
Exactly.
Okay, so what do you got? One of these days I'm going to be dead. Leave me alone. Go away.
It's not my job to entertain you.
It's not, though.
But they need to be reminded, apparently, because all day they're like, hey, Mom, can you come play with me? Mom, I need this. Mom. It's not my job to entertain you.
Okay.
It's not. Go away.
That's the truth.
It's not my job to keep track of your crap.
Oh, gosh. Like physical stuff?
Yes. I can't find. Where's my? I don't know. It's not my job to keep track of your stuff.
Isn't it funny how the mom in the household is the know-all for everything?
Yes.
And it's mentally exhausting.
Oh my gosh.
You're supposed to know where every little thing is, and there's just no way. They set you up to fail.
And Sydney will tell me, well, you were the last. No, sister. I was not the last one who had it. I was not the one who touched it. No. Go find it. Bye.
Yeah, and you know, something that I've thought about, you know, people say I would make a great mother, mm-hmm. and I know I would.
I
would probably
so
make a pretty good mom, but I don't foresee that happening in my future. I think part of it is because I'm still too selfish to give everything that they would need, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
100%.
It's like, you know, number one, my getting pregnant would be a task in itself,
right?
Because I'm not gonna get married to a dude, so there's that. And then your life is completely dependent on their schedule. So if you're like, I need to go to Target, I need to just get one or two things, but you can't because baby number A is napping and baby number two is pooping on themselves for the 19th time that day.
Yeah,
you know, it's just too much. You know, you're doing it with three kids. I can't even fathom how difficult juggling life must be for you.
It is. It's exhausting. I mean, it's good exhausting, and you love them and you do anything for them. I mean, almost anything.
Almost anything.
You know, I'm skipping out on your school performance to go to a birthday party.
And you're not going to do the science project?
No.
Or whatever.
Oh,
it might be.
No. Mm-mm. I've already been to third grade. I've been to all the grades. I tell my kids that all the time. I've already been to first grade.
Uh-huh.
So I don't need to do multiplication. I already know how to do division. I don't need to write a report. I'm not going to do that. Sydney was working on her report the other night, and I left her with my laptop and went to bed. Close it up and put it on my desk when you're done. I'm going to bed.
That's the only way they're going to learn how to take care of themselves.
Again, my mom did not do my homework. She didn't help. I don't even remember my mom checking my homework. So the fact that I sit down and check her math homework every week, I think that's a pretty big giving on my part.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, they have to learn to fail at some point.
Exactly.
And you just kind of have to stand back and make sure that they don't kill themselves and that they're fed properly while they're learning not to.
I just need you to be a functioning, contributing adult who's not a jerk.
You know what? That is another reason why I don't think I could ever bear a child, is because you think about it, and yeah, they're kids. They're messy. They're terrors a lot of the time. But that gives you the power to mold this little person into something that's either really great, hopefully, or really not.
Yeah, and it's a fine line because you don't want your kid to be the child that's picked on, or you want your kid to be able to stand up for themselves, mm-hmm. but you don't want them to be jerks about it. I'm really big on expressing feelings at our house.
Mm-hmm.
So especially when they're little, because they throw tantrums and they get upset and they, you know, scream and kick and hit. So I'm really big about, I understand that you're mad. You're allowed to be mad. You're allowed to be angry. You're not allowed to kick people. So that's one of the things I tell Sydney now. you're allowed to be mad and you're allowed to be angry, but you are not allowed to be disrespectful. So I hope that they carry that into, you know, whatever else it is they're doing, that they are able to express how they feel without being jerks. You can tell someone that you don't like what they're doing, mm-hmm. but you don't have to be ugly about it. You don't have to be everybody's friend, but just because you're not somebody's friend doesn't mean you're allowed to be a mean girl.
That's a good lesson.
So here's the big thing, and I know that if people heard me say this, they're going to lose it.
Okay, hold on. Can I guess?
Sure.
Okay, if you don't stop that, I'm going to cut your fingers off.
No, but I do tell them I'm going to beat them. Okay.
If you don't stop doing that, I'm going to lock you in a closet and forget that I did it.
No, but I do tell them I'm going to beat them.
I used to lock kids outside when I would babysit them just for a few minutes to teach them a lesson. Okay, so it's neither one of those. What is the worst thing that you say to them?
I tell my kids to shut up.
Like, shut up.
No, it's more in a, when they're whining. Mm-hmm. Sydney, of course, is the queen of drama. You just don't love me, and I'm the worst kid ever, and you just don't love me, and you're so... Shut up.
You know what, though? You just said something that sparks such reaction from me, is when they do that, I'm the worst kid ever, I'm so stupid, and then you have to validate them.
I don't.
In the middle of them being in trouble.
I don't.
You don't validate her? You just let her throw her tantrum?
Not when she's throwing a tantrum. No, because that's all part of the drama. Now, if she's having a hard day and, you know, nobody loves me, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. that's the validation. But if she's just throwing out, I'm the worst kid ever, you just don't love me because I'm telling her to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And you get to know your kids. So you know the difference when they're truly upset and they're just going on and on with their dramatic tirade.
Yes.
And Sydney's great at the dramatic tirade. She is fantastic at it. If this child does not win an Oscar, there is no justice in the world.
Really? That bad?
She can produce tears, real tears, in seconds.
What a nightmare.
She's amazing.
What a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. This is why I do things like ignore her and tell her to shut up.
When you think about it, Charles Manson had a mom.
Right.
And Jeffrey Dahmer had a mom.
Yes.
Do you think that they ever stand back and ask themselves, where did I go wrong? I mean, they're probably dead at this point, but did they ever ask themselves, where did I go wrong? What did
I think you have
do?
To.
Or do you just kind of disassociate yourself completely from that situation? Because I'm convinced that I would raise a murderer or some horrible little being that nobody else in society wants to deal with.
I promise you wouldn't. I would not raise a murderer.
I would be the parent where the teachers have my phone number on speed dial so that they can call me whenever they need to. Maybe they'll even Skype me to show me how bad my child is being. That is my fear. That's a huge fear that I've had when it comes to having kids, is that I would raise a murderer and then I would be on a documentary on A&E one day. You know, it's great to be famous and everything, but not for that.
I know you, Shannon, and you're way too obsessive to let that happen.
I would be that mom that gets her kid, that makes the kid super duper fat so that nobody else wants them. Have you seen those parents?
No.
They make their kids be like 600 pounds so they'll never leave home and find a wife or anything because they always want to keep the kid right there with them. That's all that they have.
I just made Miles promise that he would live with me forever and ever. Is that wrong?
That's wrong. I'll watch for you on a documentary on A&E. I think you're doing a good job.
I hope so.
Raising the kids. From what I've seen, they're okay, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to give them huge accolades because they're tearing up your table and stuff. But, you know, they're not killing animals and things like that.
Oh, God.
So good job.
So not on the path to axe murder.
I hope not. Give me a few minutes with them.
It's the little things.
All right. I love you, Deontay.
I love you too, Shannon.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon. Mm, la, la, la. Mm.